Two towers, two planes, two girls. What's left? Hi everyone, welcome to Rio Podcasts, where we dive deeper into some of your favorite novels. Today is episode 15,062. Today's episode is titled What's Left, and we're going to dig deeper into Wendy Mills' heartfelt novel All We Have Left, a novel that reveals not only the experiences of those who found themselves in the wrong place at the wrong time on September 11th of 2001, but also shows the devastation and grief for families in the aftermath. Here with me today, I have Andrew and Mario.
Yo, what's good?
I just ate the best grilled cheese ever.
They're going to answer some of our biggest questions about the inspiring journey of Alia and Jesse as they face the drama and devastation of 9/11. To kick off today's show, can you guys tell me why you think other readers should give this book a try?
This book has an amazing plot, and the character development makes you feel like you're right next to the character's side when watching them try to fix their mistakes.
I couldn't have said it better myself. It was very interesting, and the suspense on finding out what happened to Travis made it even better.
So, Andrew, do you think you can tell me what actually happened on 9/11?
It was a truly terrible day. There were four planes that were hijacked by 19 terrorists. They crashed two planes into the World Trade Center, one into the Pentagon, and a fourth plane was knocked off course by the passengers in the plane, and the plane crashed into a field in Pennsylvania.
Wow, so not only did 9/11 affect those who experienced the event firsthand, but the losses and devastation still affects many people to this day. So now that we know a little more about 9/11 itself, let's talk about the character that experienced it firsthand. Mario, can you tell me about Alia? How does she experience 9/11?
Alia is a Muslim girl just chasing her dreams instead of trying to be successful even with everything against her.
Now Mario, can you tell me about Jesse and how her experiences of 9/11 are different than Alia's?
Jesse's brother took a big piece of her when he left. She is clueless and doesn't know how to feel with the loss of her brother. This changes how she interacts with others and goes about situations.
Interesting. So building off of that, Andrew, can you tell me how Travis's death has affected Jesse's family? How has her family's reaction affected her views of Muslims and 9/11?
Oh, yes, of course. Travis's death has affected Jesse and her family in many different ways. Her family became more isolated, and her remaining brother moved away.
That's bogus, foe. They're wrong for that, on God.
I totally agree. Even worse than Jesse's brother leaving is her parents ignoring her. Her father started drinking, and she started to feel like no one understood her. She was lost, and she got in a bad group of friends. She truly thought that Nick could help her and understand what she had been going through. Not only her dad, but these friends that she made from the isolation that came with her brother's death caused her to hate Muslims. She started to blame them for what happened to Travis.
So you mentioned Nick. Who is he? And how did his actions and beliefs affect Jesse?
Nick is a character who Jesse meets early in the book. He is a bad kid who does a lot of graffiti. She felt a connection with him, and she thought he would understand what she went through with her brother. Instead, he tried to push his beliefs against Muslims onto Jesse. This is actually seen when Nick told Jesse, quote, "You should hate them more than any of us," end quote, Mills 120. This shows how he tried to compare what happened to her brother to how she should feel about the group that did it to him.
Yeah, but not... He not only tried to convince her with words, but he sort of peer pressured her and vandalizing that caused her to get in trouble with the law.
Okay, I see. And Mario, can you tell me what she vandalized?
She put "Terrorists Go Home" on the brick wall of the Islam Peace Center, which ain't fair because they didn't do anything.
Wow, what a truly disgusting act. But I do have one question for you. Is this how Jesse is throughout the book, or does she find her true self?
Jesse has a crush on this Adam guy. At first, her spray painting incident made him very angry with her, but he slowly helps her learn about the attacks on 9/11 and the Muslim religion.
That is a massive part of the book, and I completely agree with you, Mario. I think that Adam helped Jesse be able to find out what happened to her brother, and that helped her understand more about herself and the person that she is. She was able to find Aaliyah, with a big thanks to Adam.
So now that you bring that up, let's transition back to Aaliyah. She goes to the towers to talk to her dad, but ends up getting stuck in one of our nation's most tragic events. Andrew, can you tell me who she befriends in the towers? How does he connect her to Jesse?
Yes, after looking for her father at his floor, she went back to the elevator where she met a boy. They were trapped in the elevator when the plane hit, and with nothing else to do, they started talking while they tried to find a way out. She found out his name was Travis. This Travis is actually Jesse's brother.
Now Mario, Aaliyah is a fictional character, but she experiences what hundreds of New Yorkers faced that day. What have you learned about the victims of the towers faced on 9/11 based on Aaliyah's experiences?
Aaliyah feared for her life and her dad's life while trying to escape the tower, and that showed me the fear that a lot of people had to experience in the towers. At one point, she's so scared that she says, "I catch another lung full of acrid burning air and my vision starts to go black at the edges," which had to be what so many people were feeling.
While in the towers, Aaliyah makes a good point. She thinks to herself, how could you go through something like this and not have it change everything? How does Aaliyah change after 9/11? What does she do to keep the memory alive?
Yeah, folks, she switched up after 9/11. Before the tragedy, she was like she's always below everyone. She didn't really feel like she knew who she really was. She didn't think she could stand up to her mom and tell her that she wanted to draw comics. But it all changed after she survived the disaster. She made her comments showing how she changed from that event and how she can do anything now.
So Aaliyah has a happy ending. But how did she help Jesse find peace after dealing with the truth of her brother's death?
Aaliyah helped Jesse find peace by helping her understand that the evil in this world helps the good shine. She took Jesse to the memorial's twin reflecting pools. Jesse put her hand on Travis's name, and as it started to fade, it marked Jesse leaving what happened in the past and starting her own future.
Andrew and Mario, thank you so much for answering all my questions today. And for all our listeners, thanks for tuning in and following us as we walk through the lives of Aaliyah, a girl who found her super strength in a time of fear, and Jesse, who rode an emotional roller coaster on her path to learning more about her brother's death. And a special thanks to Cole Roberts, our media specialist, for making today's show possible. We'll see you next time!